Over the weekend, Governor Tom Wolf signed a law making Pennsylvania the 24th state to legalize medical marijuana. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports it could take as long as 2 years before most patients can access the drug.
The fight to pass a medical marijuana bill is over, but now comes the heavy lifting for regulators who have to launch Pennsylvania's program. There are going to be up to 25 different marijuana growing sites and 150 storefront dispensaries, all of which will need approval and oversight from the Department of Health. Plus, doctors will need a training course, and patients will need an ID card to make purchases. Becky Dansky with the Marijuana Policy Project, a national advocacy group, says there are a lot of details for the state to work through. It helps having Governor Wolf on board.
Especially the key at this point is having a governor and an administration that is supportive. In New Jersey, it took some dispensaries 5 or 6 years to open their doors after the law was signed, largely because the governor opposed the program and put up as many obstacles as possible to implementation.
Another key difference is that Pennsylvania is opening up medical marijuana to a much broader list of conditions. Patients with chronic pain, PTSD, cancer, and autism can all qualify. But while it's hard to estimate how many users and their doctors will opt for pot, we do know no one will actually smoke it. The initial plan is to only allow cannabis to be in pill, oil, or cream form, along with a vaporized version. Steve Shane is a Philadelphia lawyer who works with companies in the medical marijuana industry. He says the ins and outs of the bill make it hard to predict just how smoothly the rollout may go.
The interesting thing about the legalized cannabis world is that the past is no predictor of the future.
2 years may seem like the distant future for patients, but it's going to pass quickly for the people trying to implement the plan. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.